Hey, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Jether's Random Stuff, episode number 24.
Oh, my goodness. We are almost like to a quarter of 100.
And I am so happy that we've kind of like figured out how to count because
I mean, we do. We had some issues around, what was it, 16?
It was the middle teens.
We had some issues. But I think it was the wine.
I'm sure it was.
And then we were at the lodge, I think, for part of that, weren't we? Or was it not?
I'm sure the lodge was to blame for some of that.
Oh, we're drinking our lodge glasses tonight.
We are. We have our awesome, let's chink
with
our
lodge glasses. That was a really good one.
That was a good one.
It has to be, I think if the wine's half full in the glass and not to the brim, it chinks better.
It does chink better when it's not filled all the way to the brim. Because
I think we're on our third glass of wine.
So we drank, what did we drink first?
The first thing we drank was from
Tagaris.
Tagaris, and it was a Riesling.
Yes.
That was fantastic.
Good.
And then we tried.
It was called
Apple of My Eye.
And it was a fruit wine.
From Icicle Ridge.
Really, really sweet.
It's like syrup, guys. We're not going to promote that one. Sorry, Icicle Ridge.
I mean, it's good. It's just too sweet.
That's being very nice.
If you really, really like your super sweet wines, Moscatos, and stuff like that, you would like Late Harvest shit. You would probably like it
because
it's
so,
really sweet.
Basically what she's saying, if you're still on the gateway wines,
yeah,
you would like the Apple of My Eye, but it was not the apple of Kobe's in my eye.
Yeah, it's like apple juice, but thicker and sweeter.
And so, like, it was pure syrup.
It was syrupy.
No sugar crystals at the bottom of it.
No.
Which was nice.
I might try to make a sangria out of it or something, but.
Because we have two more bottles.
Yeah.
And that's not happening.
We'll have to figure something out.
And we still have a peachy, too, that we have to figure something else. Maybe we can combine all of those in a sangria.
Let's make a spody.
I think we should make a spody. With all the wine that we hate, we'll just throw it all in a bucket and see what happens.
Yeah, with a bunch of juice and Skittles.
Skittles! Ooh, I'm liking this.
Or Starburst or whatever, and you just let it sit
for
a little bit.
Or all of the above. Let's just throw some Swedish fish in there.
And you throw some, like, fruit, and you just let it sit for a day and make an awesome spody.
Oh, I like a spody. I don't want to put it in a garbage can, though.
Why?
Because we're in our almost 40s.
Because we're adults.
We're adults. I don't want to put it in a garbage can.
What if we got a Home Depot bucket?
Fine. You could throw it in the damn bucket. But we have to have a party. We're going to have a bucket full of crappy.
Okay, let's have a spody party.
Spody party.
And have it in a bucket.
Okay.
I think that would
and
be
And play
awesome.
Games.
And play games.
Yes. We'll do that with our amazing couple friends.
So we switched from the apple of my eye.
We only lasted for, I didn't even do a whole glass of that.
Yeah,
it was too much.
It was too sweet.
Even Jeff, Kobe's husband, didn't really like it that much.
Yeah, and he's just not a wine drinker. He usually likes the sweet stuff, but
he didn't like this one.
He didn't like it.
Mm-mm.
So we've switched to a Chardonnay.
Yes, and it's from
Bookwalter.
Bookwalters. This is one of the wine clubs that I joined while we were in Richland.
Yep.
Tri-Cities for the lodge trip. I had joined two clubs. Because I wanted basically to get a discount off Kobe's and my wine.
Yeah.
And I actually have my first wine club pickup. They just told me. They already charged my card. And I have my first wine club pickup of three of them. And I think they're off that one that we tasted.
Ooh.
And they're not the Chardonnay. So these are the more expensive ones.
So are you supposed to drive to Richland and pick those up?
No. I have them at their Woodinville tasting room.
Oh, okay,
I have till December to pick them up.
Okay.
And the plan is I think the next time I have to go over to Seattle, Thor and I will go over there and pick it up and we're going to have lunch there.
Sweet.
Yes, instead of the teriyaki.
That'll be nice.
Basically, it'll be bacon wrapped dates. I will actually, my plan was to get some to go.
Oh, yes.
And bring them to you.
Bacon wrap dates.
I don't think the avocado fries will last until I see you, but I think the bacon wrap dates will.
I think they will.
And then we'll pick up the wine club. Or Jody, my physical therapist, has already said she would pick it up for me.
But if you have her pick it up, you can't get bacon wrap dates.
No. That's why I want to go pick it up. Well, I mean, we can't say I can't get that because she pretty much would do anything I tell her to do. We have a very long-standing relationship from 2007. That's a long relationship.
I just really want some bacon wrap dates.
I know you do. Isn't there a place in town that we're going to go try for bacon wrap dates?
Yes. For our next book club.
Yes, we need to do that.
I'm going to schedule that.
Because it's already April. We have to schedule that already.
Okay, I'm going to schedule book club. Where is Megan? Where is Megan?
She's in the shower, remember?
Oh, she's supposed to be taking notes. I'm not going to remember this. I'm putting a little...
Can I take notes in my phone? A little
candy right here.
And I'm not going to throw us off by going into something that's not online, right?
I don't know, honestly.
Well, we're going to try it.
Okay, so put down... schedule book club meeting
podcast info, and then I'm putting am I putting again? I already forgot it.
Schedule book club meeting.
Oh yeah,
this is the to-do list.
Oh, this is not even for the podcast, but that's okay. Schedule,
that's okay.
Book,
you know what, club. We should podcast from book club.
You know, everybody would love, I mean, half of those people were with us at that bonus cast.
Yes, they were.
Okay, it's in.
Okay.
Okay, so perfect. We don't have to do the damn candy. We did post both our pictures from last time. Sorry it took so long on the blood rock. It took me a long time to find that picture.
Sorry that I didn't edit anything out of that episode.
You guys, I didn't think I was that bad. I didn't swear. I wasn't offending anybody. I didn't think.
You were super suggestive.
Okay, when I said about the ghost.
You were thinking
Goofy. And I love Goofy. Goofy's my favorite character other than Darth Vader. I don't think that's offensive when I just wanted him to get an extra kiss.
Oh, wow. Okay. we actually do have a topic this week.
It was a suggestion from one of our listeners.
Yeah, one of our listeners suggested that we talk about the whole process of weddings and being a bridesmaid or a maid of honor or that kind of
bridal
thing.
Bridal showers and bachelorette parties. Mm-hmm. Yep. Kobe and I are actually going to be heading to one this Saturday.
Yep.
First one since our 20s because we're older.
Yep.
It is for somebody in their 20s, but we don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. We're just going to have some fun.
There's a chance there might be a bonus cast, but it just depends how outrageous it is. We may not post it.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the sound quality also.
Exactly. We're going to preview it before. Yeah. And you guys might get to hear it, but you may not.
Yeah. Or it might be a blooper reel type thing.
It could be.
Thing. So.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Anywho, for all of you out there who have ever been a bridesmaid or a maid of honor,
cheers
to you.
Because that's hard-ass work.
It's hard work.
It's stressful.
I personally have been a bridesmaid about 8 times.
But she's been married. So it's not one of those cases where it's always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Yeah. She has been
a
bride.
It's just like I had a lot of friends and I was always a bridesmaid. And so,
well, I'm not shocked. She's very likable.
And, you know.
And responsible. And she's good about doing stuff.
The biggest thing is always the dress. What's the dress going to look like? And I got to say, 95% of the time, the dresses are hideous.
I mean, I think most of the weddings I've been to, I'm always just like, no offense, brides, but I feel like at times, I think they put them in the most hideous dresses to make themselves look the best.
Yep.
But I feel like most brides, this is the catchphrase almost every bride says, well, I wanted to choose a bridesmaid's dress that I think they could wear again.
Oh, fuck.
No one ever wears it again.
After having 8 bridesmaid's dresses, how many of those have I worn again?
I thought...
Absolutely zero. None? Not one time.
I don't think I have two. I thought I'd only been in 2 weddings, but I forgot. I have been, when I was younger, because, you know, I'm a cute twin.
Yes.
I have been a flower girl so many times when I was a little girl.
Hey, I was a flower girl as an adult.
At Marla's wedding, right?
At Marla's wedding.
Yeah, are you impressed I remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Marla, if you're listening, that gives me points. Because she's only told me that one time, and that's the memory right
Michelle
there.
Michelle and I were bridesmaids, or flower girls.
Who was her bridesmaids?
Her nieces.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
I know, they were so cute.
Did you get the sprinkle petals down the aisle?
I don't remember because I was really drunk.
Which would make sense if it's Marla's wedding.
So, yeah, there was lots
Marla, if you're listening, if you get married again, I want to be your flower girl. Kobe can be your maid of honor, but I will sprinkle the shit out of those petals down that aisle. And then if I don't do it right, I'll pick them back up and do it the way you want it done.
It was super fun. Well, and then only once actually have I been a maid of honor. Usually it's just a bridesmaid, which you don't really have a lot of responsibility at that point.
The maid of honor is a stressful job.
I was the maid of honor at a friend of mine's wedding, and she had picked me to be her maid of honor over her 2 sisters, which was a very point of contention among the family there.
And she suffered.
I suffered. They were not nice to me the whole time. But the evening before the wedding at the rehearsal. And I had never even, this had not even dawned on me. I was told, hey, you know you have to have a speech ready for tomorrow, oh,
yes,
right?
Yes! And Kobe does not love public speaking.
I hate public speaking. It terrifies me to death. Mm. And so I was like, what? I don't understand. What do you mean I have to have a speech? You have to give a speech or the maid of honor, you have to give a speech. The best man, the maid of honor, have to give a speech. Like, fuck that. I'm like, I have no idea. I have no idea. So, I talked to my friend Marla, who was in town for the wedding. And she is an absolutely amazing communicator. She has been a journalist. She's been all, I mean, she's amazing at writing. And so I said, hey, you need to write me a speech really quick. And so we ended up at a bar, of course.
Yep.
And her shocker, telling me what to say and me writing it down on a bar cocktail napkin.
Yeah. I can see this. Totally visualize this right now.
And the next day, we were at the wedding. Everything was going great. The wedding was awesome. And it came almost time for the speeches. And I was literally in the bathroom stall.
No, you were not.
I was literally in the bathroom stall chugging tequila out of a flask.
Because you were that nervous?
I was so nervous. With my little napkin in my hand.
Oh my God, Kobe.
And so I went out, and luckily, the best man went first, and he was really drunk.
Oh, that makes it easier.
And he talked and talked and talked and slurred and just droned on and on and on. And you could tell everyone was just like, oh my God, when he just shut up. Like, it was a horrible, horrible speech. So he finally shut up, handed me the microphone, and my speech was literally about 30 seconds. And
everybody loved you.
Loved it because it was short, sweet, to the point. We were done and they could get on to their eating and drinking. And it was amazing.
It's all anybody wants.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it turned out not to be too bad.
I've given multiple speeches at weddings. And I wasn't the maid of honor at all of them. They had an open mic part on some of them.
Shit.
I know.
Never, ever give Heather an open mic.
So unlike Kobe, I love public speaking. It makes me so happy. And I don't get nervous at all. The first time I had to do it, I was at my twin sister's wedding. I was her maid of honor. And I think my opening line was, I just want to congratulate the handsome groom and, of course, the most gorgeous identical twin sister of mine. Bride here. And then
she looks just like me.
And I think I did a little head tilt and I framed my head with my hands. And I gave a little smile. And the only thing that was missing was a little ting when I did my smile.
Yeah.
Yep. But I love that. And I had gone up on a couple weddings before because, well, I was drinking. And they said, if anybody else has anything they want to say. So I got up there and just talked. I didn't really I congratulated them. But then I just treated it like an open mic. Like a comic bar.
Oh, you're going to let me have this microphone? All right.
Hell yeah. Give me that damn microphone.
Let's go for it.
I didn't speak at my last friend's wedding. They did speeches, but only the best man spoke. They didn't any of the bride's people speak. And I have to say, if I did speak, I don't remember doing it because I was wasted.
You were. I remember that because you texted me the next day to let me know how wasted that you were and said that it was bad. At least, though, at that, you didn't walk off any, decks or anything.
There weren't any for me to walk off of. So it was all on ground level.
Heather has walked off of 6-foot-high decks before and not remembered it the next day.
No.
Because Thor wasn't paying attention.
And he's supposed to pay attention when I drink. Wait, him and I are supposed to have each other's backs if he's drinking too much.
It's like a partnership.
And then he fails on his partnership sometimes. He felt very bad about me because I had to go to a rehearsal the next day for dance.
Oh, that's right. That's why I remember that. I didn't go because I had surgery.
Yeah. And Aaron, our other friend, so not the Aaron always listens to us, but the Aaron that lives in
Aaron
Florida.
Aaron in Florida.
She wasn't dancing either, but she was there, and she took such good care of me that next day.
Oh, my gosh. There's a picture of all of you guys, like, totally smiling. You're like, that's right before I puked.
Yep. That was a bad day. I mean, if you wake up in the next morning and you have bruises all over yourself, this huge gash in your back, and you have no idea what happened. I remember texting my sister-in-law, also a Heather, saying, "What the hell happened to me on the 3rd of July party?" Because it was the day before the 4th of July party. Because then Lindsay, our dance instructor, made us go in on boot camp on 4th of July.
Oh, God.
And she's like, "Oh, well, it was the funniest thing. You were just on the deck, and then you saw somebody in the yard that you want to talk to, and just walked right off the deck."
Because there's no railing. You just fell down.
No railing. Just 6 feet up, and you just, no stairs. Just straight off the cliff, basically. And apparently, I didn't go off that gracefully, so I scraped my back on the deck on the way down. Yep. And there was a rock, I guess, that I hit on the bottom there that broke my fall. And then Thor couldn't even tell me the next day what happened to me. Because I was like, "Where did all those bruises and scratches? Why am I bleeding still?"
And he's like, "I have no idea.
I don't know what happened." I think he knew what happened. He just didn't want to tell me that he wasn't paying attention to me.
And he'd let you walk off that deck.
Guys, I'm really not that drunk all the time.
But just, you know what?
God, it sounds like I am.
I personally am very accident prone. I fall down a lot.
I remember the ditch story.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
That's why she won't drink Fireball more.
Fireball's bad.
Fireball's delicious.
Fireball made me want to sleep in a ditch.
She did. She really liked that ditch.
But, even at work, I'm constantly dropping stuff on myself and smashing my fingers and my toes.
Hurting your feet.
And rolling huge, heavy carts of stage pieces over my feet. I hurt myself all the time because I'm clumsy.
I don't know if it's clumsy or if you're just in a hurry.
That could be it too.
Because I don't feel like you're clumsy. I feel like you have some mad coordination because I danced with you for so many years. I feel like, because I'm very clumsy too, because I can literally just be walking down a hall that I've walked down a zillion times off my own house and I just run into the wall.
Well, you know what?
Sober.
Sometimes I'm just walking for no reason. I just trip over my own feet.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ground has betrayed me and I just can't.
Let's go with that.
I think that's it.
It's the ground.
It's the ground.
God's against us.
He hates me.
He just puts a bump. He
literally hates me.
He's the bump in the road.
But it's gotten to the point now where, like, if I hurt myself at work and my boss is, and I'll say, "Well, yeah, I did, you know, I hurt myself." And he'll be like, "Well, how?" And I said, "Well, I ran over my foot with the stage cart or whatever." And he'd be like, "Well, that's just par for the course because you always do that." Like,
oh, I'm going to miss Steve.
I know.
Her boss is leaving. He's retiring. I keep threatening that I'm going to apply for his job. You imagine how bad that place will be if I was running the show?
Oh, my gosh. Nothing would get done.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm actually very, very efficient at my job.
But you, me, and Allie, oh, like, that'd be together.
And John.
And Jonathan would, like, yeah, that would not be.
You imagine people coming in the office trying to get something done with us?
Nope. Sorry. Oh,
okay. Well, we're talking about weddings. And bridal showers and bachelorette and parties.
So
we have established that Kobe's been a maid of honor and a bridesmaid multiple times because she's so loved. I was a cute twin, so I was a flower girl. How many people can honestly say they've been in two out of the three weddings of their moms?
Hey, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah, I was a flower girl when I was 5 for her second wedding.
Yep.
Wasn't around for the first wedding because those are my parents.
Yep.
And then the third wedding, I was in my mid-20s, and I was a bridesmaid. I wasn't the maid of honor, because I had to go to the oldest sister by a minute. That was Heidi.
She's 1 minute older than you.
Yes. And
whatever.
They were purple dresses.
Hey!
Yeah, nice purple dresses, lawn. Didn't fit me very well, but it was a lawn, flowy dress. Hey. And then she wanted these, which you're going to think this is weird coming from me, but she wanted these ugly hats with it that I really opposed to.
You opposed to a hat?
It was ugly.
It was a hat.
I know. Who cares? And you know how much I love hats.
You love the hats.
This hat didn't make it. It was thrown into a dumpster right after the ceremony.
What? Wait. Do you have a picture?
There has to be somewhere. I don't know if there's many pictures from this wedding, though.
I'm trying to think. This was the last husband?
Yeah. This was the last husband. This is her third husband. The last, she hasn't been married since. I mean, we're still working on the progress of this, of possibly having a fourth husband.
We're trying to work something out with that.
Yeah, we are. Seriously.
But that's just, we're going to go into
we're
that
not,
right now.
No, not right now.
Let's just say it's a work in progress at this point. Yes.
Which we forgot to talk about that today.
We have not.
But everything's fine on that front?
Okay.
So far, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Because so I would far, prefer we don't have to push forward with that plan.
So far, we do not have to push the plan hastily forward.
Okay, good.
Yet.
Okay. But yeah, I remember wearing this big ass hat at her wedding. And this was the first day I met my new stepbrothers. Because it was like Brady Bunch. She had two daughters and a son. And the groom had two sons. Ironically, exactly my sister's and my, well, the older one was our age exactly. We're only separated by 3 months in age. And the younger one was 2 years younger, which when you're in your 20s, mid-20s.
Yeah.
25 and 23, that's nothing.
Yeah.
So I remember them getting married. My mom threw a fit because my niece, Kylie, was only 9 months old and she was a flower girl. And Nelson was supposed to pull her down in a wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were in this little room getting ourselves ready, and some reasons my mom put Kylie on the counter next to a hot curling iron.
Oh, God.
And Kylie grabbed it with her hand. Yep. 9 month old grabbed this thing and started screaming, and her hand was all blistered.
Oh, no.
And she couldn't stop crying. She only would stop crying if she was in somebody, Heidi's or my arms. Oh. And for some reason, I had her in my arms at this point, and she wasn't going in that wagon.
Nope.
And my mom was pissed that this girl wasn't going in the wagon that her new husband just built for Nelson the pole. And I had to have the serious conversation with her. I was like, well, you left the curling iron on the counter. You burnt your granddaughter. She's not going in the wagon now. I'm going to carry her down the aisle.
That's how it's
going
to be.
And I held that very heavy 9-month-old baby. Seriously, it's a Nelson from the Nelson side. These are butterballs, basically. I'm not bashing them. I was a butterball too as a kid. That's just how we grow. And I held her through this whole long ass ceremony. It was raining.
Oh.
That's the only good thing this big brim, stupid straw hat was good for. It didn't even match the dress. And I was shielding her with that. And I remember walking back down the aisle, and first time I've ever even seen my new stepbrother. In my whole life, this is when I met him. I remember locking arms with him because we had to lock arms on the way down.
Yeah.
I was like, hi, I'm Heather. My mom's fucking crazy. Welcome to that family. And he looks at me and says, well, I'm Chris. My dad's fucking crazy. It sounds like this is a match made in heaven. And I was like, okay.
All right. Let's go with it.
I guess I'm your new stepsister. He's like, well, I'm your new stepbrother. I was like, okay. Fantastic. And that's how our first meeting went.
Let's just roll with it right now. Holy shit.
They were married 10 years and then divorced.
Oh my God.
And I still live in the same town as my two stepbrothers.
Oh, do you ever see them?
One of the older one I still actually see once in a while. That's okay. Josh and Chris.
Yeah.
Or no, Josh and Heather. You hear about them.
Yeah.
Chris and Crystal, not very much at all. Like, I haven't seen them for probably 5 years now.
Mm.
That's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. They're busy. They have their own lives.
It's hard when you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You just fall apart. You just grow apart. I mean, we don't have the glue, I guess, as we're going to put it.
Yeah.
That holds you guys all together. It just kind of happens.
Yeah. It's just kind of like.
They're great people.
You know, you get shoved together and then you get pulled back apart and it's just, you know, it's not your fault.
No.
Yeah.
So those are the weddings I didn't say because I have been in two of my mom's and then my uncle's as a flower girl and then in two Heidi weddings.
Okay. Yeah.
My sister Heidi and my friend Heidi.
Yep.
I was maid of honor in one and then I was almost the maid of honor and the other, and then that title was stripped.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
But I still did a lot of the maid of honor duties.
Oh. I'm trying to think back to the dresses I had and what they looked like. And I know I had one that was, let's see.
The one I just saw was beautifully black.
It was a black
one. Gorgeous.
It was gorgeous. I had that black one. I've had a baby pink one twice. Two different weddings, baby pink. A baby blue. I've had a dark purple.
That was probably your favorite.
That was good, except the cut of the dress was absolutely awful. It made everyone look pregnant. I've had an emerald green with sequins all over
it. You guys hear how popular Kobe is?
There have been so many dresses.
You know, when I start thinking about this, I always say, I have too big of a personality and I'm too pretty to be asked to be in a wedding.
But I'm always just like one of the bridesmaids. It's like never
the main event. The
maid of honor. Oh, and I had a burgundy one time.
Ooh, burgundy would be pretty.
The burgundy one was for Lori's wedding. That was really pretty.
Were you the maid of honor for hers?
Yes. Okay. I was the only one. She's had one, just me. Aww. That was it.
Victoria wasn't in her wedding.
Huh?
Victoria wasn't in her wedding.
She wasn't in the wedding, no.
Oh.
But that I remember because her mom was like, just go buy yourself a dress, burgundy color. That's what they wanted, burgundy. And so they said, just find a burgundy color dress and buy it and I'll reimburse you. This is her mom.
No one reimburses for bridesmaid dresses.
So I ended up finding this amazing dress. It was beautiful.
Do you still have it?
No.
Oh.
This was like 40 pounds ago.
You know, every time we talk about a bridesmaid's dress, you add 10 pounds to shit.
But, so I found this absolutely beautiful burgundy dress. I think it was supposed to be a prom dress, but it was just gorgeous. And I found it on freaking clearance. And So I bought this dress and I took it up and I was going to show her. I showed my friend Lori, showed her mom. I said, let me go try the dress on. I'm going to show you the dress. So I tried the dress on and they were both like, oh, that is perfect. Absolutely perfect. I love it. And I said, and it was a big fitted bodice, full length
skirt.
Beautiful dress.
It sounds gorgeous.
And I said, the best part is, ask me how much I paid for this dress.
And how much was this dress? And
her mom was like, how much is for the dress? I said, it cost me $25. Brand new, off the rack.
Was her mom like so excited?
She went through the roof. She's like, I'm going to write you a check right now. And she wrote a check for $25.
That's incredible.
It was like the best deal I've ever got in my life. It was a gorgeous dress, $25. I've never paid that. That's the smallest amount I've ever paid for a bridesmaid's dress.
Like, I was thrilled with that red dress I bought that you guys all saw on our page that I actually went and bought. And it was literally almost a $200 dress, and I got it for $115, and I was thrilled.
Yeah.
But I didn't get it for freaking $25. Oh, my God. Kobe.
Best deal ever. Gorgeous dress.
Yeah, that is the best deal ever.
I'll have to see. I know I don't have a digital picture, but
I know the Blood Rock one? I couldn't find a picture on your page or mine. Yeah. I took a picture of the scrapbook album.
Okay.
I took the picture out and did that.
Somewhere I have a picture of this.
So, and I don't think that picture turned out that bad on our page.
It looked good. It looked nice.
So what I'm saying is you could do that. Take it out of the album. Just don't do it with the shiny stuff.
Yeah.
And take a picture of it.
I'll do that. I have to find it, though. I have like 1,000 scrapbook albums, so I'll have to find it.
Off topic, Robin and Aaron, I'm fighting Kobe because I really feel like you guys want Blood Rocks.
No, you don't. You don't.
I'm willing to paint those for you.
They don't.
I'll include the plate.
No. I have a very nice...
She does, and I love what she has shown.
I have a very nice project I'm making for you guys. FYI, Robin, Aaron, Sheila, I'm making you guys all a nice little gift.
Oh, and Jeff.
Jeff.
You can't email us from every email you have and expect me to do the bucket challenge. Come on now. That's cheating.
That's cheating. I know that ASCII ascended at whatever is you. I know that's your email.
My God. Come on. You don't want to see me that.
All it says is the word bucket. like 500
Come
times.
On.
Bucket, bucket, bucket.
I mean,
bucket.
I'm probably going to do it because you did technically, we didn't specify rules on this damn thing. So I'm probably doing it. But you know what? When she takes a picture, there's going to be a finger involved. And just know that's for you.
That's going to be the best Facebook Live ever. I'm so excited about that.
Oh my God. I can't believe I have to effing do the bucket challenge.
It's
going to
be so fun.
That pound that you just heard was my fist.
The water's warm. It's not like a cold.
Is it dry, Kobe? Is the water dry? God damn. It's not going to be dry. It's still going to be fucking wet. On my head.
It's going to be so awesome.
She's so excited for this shit.
I'm so excited. Because
she knows what a temper tantrum I throw when I get wet. Like that.
Like seriously. Like she gets pissed. Mm-hmm. Like pissed.
Mm-hmm. And this is a little kid place, guys. And my fucking two middle fingers are going to be up for this thing.
I can't wait. It's going to be so fun.
Oh, God. It's not even until September, and I'm so upset.
It's so fun. You also have to go on the big water slide with me.
I know.
But we sit in the raft.
I know. So it's there's okay. Like a good chance my head doesn't get wet.
Yes.
I don't care about my body. It's my head. I don't like my head getting wet.
So, yeah. Well, the bucket.
Buckets are gonna get wet.
It splashes everywhere. There's nothing you can do about it. But the big inner tube ride thing, your head will not get wet.
I know. I probably can't wear a swim cap for the bucket thing, can I?
Oh, you can wear whatever you want, baby.
Oh. Okay. I might do that. I might, you know, there might be an umbrella.
No umbrella.
Oh, no.
There's no accessories.
Damn.
It has to be like on your body.
What if I attached it with duct tape?
No.
Damn it.
No.
Jeff? Jeff, when I come up on Easter, there might be a different gun I bring that squirts water. And I hope it's fucking cold.
It's going to be cold on Easter.
Oh.
No.
Brother Jeff. Yes. Kobe has a lot of Jeffs in her life.
Sorry. So my husband's name is Jeff and my brother's name is Jeff, so we get confused sometimes. But yeah.
They actually have a nickname for one of them, but I don't use either.
You don't. I know. It's hard. Hard to remember.
Brother Jeff, husband Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But look how obedient that was.
Yeah.
Boom. I know. Boom. I say the name and he's right there.
He's right there saying, did you call my name? Because, yeah.
I might try it again. Okay, back to weddings. So we talked about the wedding part.
What's your favorite part of a wedding?
When it's done.
When it's...
When I get to go to the reception and they have an open bar.
My favorite part's if they have an open bar.
Least favorite part is if you have to pay for the drink.
The catered food. I love catered food. I don't know why. Probably because I never had it growing up. I never even knew what that was. And now I love it when there's an event that gets catered.
I remember.
I go to town on that shit.
Oh my God. I remember when I got married, my parents told me I could pick whatever food I wanted for the menu. And it was the most weird food that didn't go together at all. Like, I had teriyaki chicken, because you know how much I love that.
Yep.
Because I could still eat cheese at this point, at least I thought I could.
Yeah.
Then I had manicotti with the teriyaki chicken, Caesar salad, and then I had a sandwich bar, because I wanted sandwiches.
Fun.
I know. And then I had some finger food, and then Thor wanted a steak, but I said no.
No.
This is my wedding.
You want steak? No.
No, I don't like beef.
Bad Thor, no steak.
And then I had, because you know how I don't drink carbonation.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no alcohol allowed at my wedding because you had, it's stupid. I lived in Footloose, basically.
Yeah.
We had a car bar.
Car bar.
Trunk bar, basically.
I love car bar.
Car bar. So if you wanted the alcohol, you'd go out to the parking lot and give basically the password to the bartender. Because you had to get the password from the bride and groom. Because we had to check you off to make sure you weren't like an undercover little Linden cop.
Yep.
Car bar. And you got to go out to the car bar. So the only other thing to drink was sparkling cider.
Yep.
And then I had a, because I loved at that point, Hawaiian Punch.
Oh, yeah. I love Hawaiian Punch. Yeah.
So I had this amazing fountain thing with Hawaiian Punch going in it.
Ooh.
Yes. Which was amazing until I tried to go get myself some Hawaiian Punch and my stepmom informed me I wasn't allowed to have any.
Why? Because it was red.
And yep. And I white. Was in a white, very expensive dress. The most yep. expensive wedding dress they had bought out of the four daughters.
Yep.
Which I deserved.
Which wasn't enough.
Love that dress.
No Hawaiian Punch.
Well, I remember I go in there with my special little saucer cup thing. That's what I was putting it, and she just ripped that cup out of my hand. And she was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm thirsty.
I want some punch.
I chose this fountain and I want punch. She's like, you can't have anything red. You're in a $5,000 dress Canadian. Oh, no, she paid that U.S. So it was like almost a $7,000 dress in Canadian. And I was like, but I'm married already.
She's like, I'm not going to wear it again.
Like, I don't care. No, you can't have, you, no, you can't have any of that. And I couldn't have the chocolate cake either. I had that vanilla cake.
Oh my God.
I couldn't have manicotti because there was red sauce on it.
Oh no.
So I was really upset about all my food choices after that.
Yep.
Yeah. But that was good. I do think the food part is my favorite part of every wedding.
Yeah. I like the food.
I kind of like a buffet almost better than the sit down. Oh, even yeah, though I yeah. don't like everyone touching the food, but the buffet means I can go back as much as I want and I can eat as much as I want.
Yeah. When you have the sit down, you're really stuck.
Yeah. And you are stuck sitting with the people you're sitting with too.
Oh, God.
Because usually sit down is assigned seating.
Yeah, it is.
Buffet is usually open seating.
Yeah.
So I want to sit by the people I want to sit by.
I mean, sometimes when they assign the seating to and you see who you're sitting with, you think, huh, why did they think that exactly. I would want to sit next to this person?
Why is my table in the far corner in the back?
Yeah, almost like out of view of everything.
Why is it behind a curtain? What do they think I'm going to do?
I don't get it.
I don't. Wait. But it says reserved just for Heather. And it's the only please, chair behind the curtain.
Please stay back here behind the curtain.
My God. But that's fun.
Yeah. That's so much fun.
So with weddings, before that becomes, has bridal showers and bachelorette parties.
And I've just, you know, I have been to a lot of bridal showers.
Have you?
But not bachelorette parties. I think I've only been to like one.
I think I've only been to one. I want to say it's just been one. And it was my own. And somehow I didn't feel very good that whole day coming into it. But it was I thought it was just nerves or something.
Yeah.
Turned out, about an hour into my bachelorette party, I had the stomach flu.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, everyone thought I was drunk and throwing up from that, but I was like, dudes, I've only had half a drink.
Yeah, it's not
and
bad.
I threw up so much. I remember when Thor got home, because he had his bachelor party same night, and he got home. He literally was passed out on the front porch. I finally somehow got him in the house, and then he was passed out on the stairs coming up to our upper yep. floor where the bedroom was. And I was in the bathroom because I literally threw up 25 times that night. Oh, I counted them because I was sober. I could count that shit.
Oh, shit.
And I kept yelling at him on stairs like, I need you to take me to the hospital. I'm dying.
I'm going to die.
I'm freaking dying. And he's like, all he kept saying is like, I'm sorry I was late. I'm like, I don't care if you're late. I need to go to the hospital. I'm dying. He's like, I'm sorry you drank so much. I didn't drink. I'm dying.
I'm going to die. Take me to the hospital.
Obviously, I didn't die. I didn't make it to the hospital because my husband never was able to sober up until the next morning. But I was still sick the next morning. I was still throwing up the way through the next day and the next day after that. But I got married literally about a week after that, and I fit into that dress so easily.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Stomach flu for 3 days a week before you get married.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that made it really easy.
That'll do it. Mm-hmm. That will do it.
Yeah. No issues at all with that zip up.
I feel good.
I did. I was just like, yeah.
I lost 10 pounds in 2 days.
Hell yeah.
That's healthy.
I know. But yeah, we are excited to go to our bachelorette party this Saturday.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. We get to wear all black.
All black.
Which, you know, that's nice because it's slimming.
For sure.
I mean.
For sure.
Who doesn't want to wear all black?
Black. I love black.
Me too.
Black's my favorite.
I was thinking of a pop of color, but I'm not popping anything.
Not popping. I might pop with some jewelry.
You should pop some jewelry. I might pop some jewelry. I'm probably going to pop jewelry, but I was thinking like a pop. I wanted to get like a pop of red for my feet, but I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Just wearing black.
Okay.
Black, 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 black.
Black, 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 black.
Yeah. Oh, that almost sounded like chickens.
Black, 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 black.
Bridal showers. I've thrown a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say they're not my favorite.
Yeah.
The games sometimes are really fun, but most of the time really lame. I just don't care about them. They're like baby shower games. You have to do them because you have to fill the space.
Yeah, baby shower games seem to be more fun.
Well, you could do a lot more with them.
Yeah.
I've thrown a lot. I've probably thrown about 5 or 6 baby showers in my life.
Yeah.
And I've only thrown about 3 bridal showers.
I don't know if I've ever had a shower. I've had a baby shower for
you had a baby shower?
My granddaughter.
Yes.
I don't know if I've had... Well, I've done co-showering with other people. Like, for Lori, Mom and I did it together. But I've never done... That's the only... Sarah's was the only one I did by myself. Well, I didn't really even do it by myself. You and Aaron helped me.
Holy crap. There was some work in that.
Yeah, it was.
And then there was some drama.
Oh, God. Let's not go into that.
I'm not going into it because I don't want to go into it. But I worked my ass off on that shower.
You did. You worked your ass off, and Aaron worked her ass off. You guys were so helpful. You guys brought all that food.
We did, and we prepared it, and we kept refilling it.
That was amazing. You guys did an awesome job.
Thank you. And I thought it went off really well.
It did.
It was in an amazing event room.
That's even more amazing now.
I know.
Back then, we didn't have any air conditioning.
We had that swamp cooler going.
And that
good.
Was in July.
We had a swamp cooler going. It wasn't too bad
it
in there.
It didn't work.
No, but I didn't feel like it was that bad, and I was drinking.
Yeah.
Because I had to drink, because I was stressed out.
Yeah.
Aaron kept worrying about me, because Kobe's sister-in-law.
Yeah.
A.K.A. friend. Yeah. She's a friend. Yeah. Good friend. Kept giving me wine. God bless her.
I know. God love her.
I do.
I just love that woman.
I'm allowed to say God that way, right, Janie? Because I said, God bless you.
God bless her. Janie, we love you.
Janie, do you listen to us anymore, Janie?
We should get her on here as a guest.
Holy shit, that would be so funny.
She would be just, oh, wow.
She has the biggest personality. Yeah. And I love challenging that personality when I'm around her.
I love her.
Because my whole goal when I'm around her is I want to try to make her speechless. And I have exceeded a couple times with how obnoxious I've been with her. But it is tough to do. Because she is, I think she's just as quick-witted as me.
Oh, she is. She's quick. She's fast.
Yes. I have met my match with her.
She will go toe-to-toe with anybody.
And she does.
And she's amazing at it.
She is. But I sometimes will get an edge on her if I go really, really risque on her. Because then she doesn't know what to do with that.
I know. She's a good Christian.
She is. And then I came from a very solid Christian town, but I don't follow.
I don't follow that shit anymore.
I don't. I'm not the Antichrist, but...
oh, God.
I'm not that. I'm anti-Footloose town.
Oh. We like to shake our booties.
Yeah, and we're going to shake the shit out of them on Saturday.
We are. I'm going to videotape. I'm going to Facebook Live that
shit. We're
going
to have to.
God, yeah.
And they said we can actually request songs. I think we request a couple songs we know how to dance
like
the shit to.
Up. I haven't done that in so long. I don't know if I remember.
But you already know I do.
I know.
So you'll be fine I'll once follow. I start. You won't even have to follow me. You'll just be like, oh, yeah, that's how it goes.
Oh, I remember now.
And then if you don't even think about it, your body will just do it.
That's true.
Because I don't ever think about it. That's probably what happens with me is I don't overthink anything like that. I just let my body just do the motions.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's going to be so exciting.
So what we're doing this Saturday is we have our bridal shower first. It's kind of cool. I've never actually been to a bridal /shower/bachelorette party.
At the same time, yeah.
Yeah, same day. So the first 3 hours. So they actually spread it out pretty good.
Yeah.
They gave the right amount of time that you would do for a bridal shower, about 2 to 3 hours.
Yep.
And then after that, a party bus has come. By the way, there's a pole.
In the bus?
Uh-huh.
I'm doing that.
I know you are.
I'm doing
that. In a full bar that we have to provide the alcohol
so
for.
So are they going to drive around for a while?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't think they're just taking us right to the bar.
Because not with a pole.
No, we need some time.
We need some time in the bus.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm assuming, is what I've heard, is that we're going to drive around for a little bit in the bus. Because that's where we're going to get most of the drink on, is in the bus. With music and a pole. Sweet. Now, I don't know how to pole dance very well. I usually try hard to do something really cool, and I just wind up flat on my ass.
And you're like, oh, shit. And
wait.
Now I fell on my head.
And it's not even really that graceful, because it's like the little stutter down.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not a smooth sailing down. It's like a stutter. We'll down see. And then all of a sudden a plop at the bottom.
I haven't slid down a pole since I was like in the fourth grade. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't even attempted a pole till I was an adult.
Oh, we had one at our grade school.
Oh, yeah.
Playground.
I had one too, but I was busy on the basketball court kicking ass.
I loved the pole. I slid down the pole all the time, but that's a long time ago.
You guys had a stripper pole at your middle school?
It wasn't a stripper pole. It was like a fireman pole.
Yeah, right. It was a stripper pole. You hear this at their elementary school. They have a stripper pole, you guys. But this is up in Umshlan.
You know what? That's probably why they don't have those anymore.
It's exactly why I don't have the fireman poles anymore.
Because they're called stripper poles.
There are stripper poles. And now they have stripper pole dance classes.
Oh, fuck.
We should take one of those.
We're so bad. Oh my god.
How are we doing?
Oh shit. It's almost an hour already.
Are you kidding me? We're sorry, guys. It's only supposed to be a half an hour.
Sorry, okay.
We're sorry.
So we were talking about bridesmaids and bachelor parties.
I think for the most part we stayed on there, but we may not have done that great. Sorry we went so long, you guys.
I'm super, super sorry. But anywho, we're going to sign off.
We have to because it's an hour.
It's been an hour. So we're going to finish our Book Walter Chardonnay.
Hell yeah, we are.
And we super hope that you guys will email us.
Because those 6 fucking emails don't count, Jeff.
So drop us a line, jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com, or go to our website and just do it through there. Tune us in on
iTunes. Can they message us on Facebook?
You can message us on Facebook.
I mean, and go check out all of our pictures on there too, because that's where we post all these pictures. And
we'll be posting pictures on Saturday also.
Hell yeah. And there's a chance of a bonus cast, but I mean, there's a chance of not too. It just depends. It has to be appropriate and the sound quality has to be good.
I don't know about the sound in a club. So
I don't know either. I mean, we might try it in the party bus. We might try a little bit at the shower because, I mean, a lot of the participants are pretty excited about the aspect of that.
Yeah.
But I already told them it just depends on the sound.
Yeah.
And what people are saying.
Yeah.
We can't offend you guys.
Not that you guys are easily offended.
No, you're not. All right. Well, love you guys.
Go listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, TuneIn,
iHeartRadio.
I
knew I came up with one.
Or just go to our website.
You know, and that's what I tell most people because that one has every single one of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then that's jethersrandomstuff.com.
Yeah. So go check it out.
And you can leave us a comment on there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so thank you guys, all of our subscribers for emailing us, all of our steadfast listeners that tune in every week.
Yeah, we love you guys.
We love you guys.
You guys are like family to us.
Yeah. So we're going to chink.
Yes.
Okay. And so we'll see you guys next week or if not sooner.
Yes. Love you.
Peace.
Mwah.